It was the second day of Nisan, a little less than 2 weeks before Passover. Spring hadn't quite set in yet. It was chilly, overcast, bit of a nasty little wind. But I didn't mind, because business is good when Passover's coming. Everybody's coming up to Jerusalem. Some bring their own lambs. Some bring a little pouch somewhere to buy a lamb once they get there. But everybody needs a lamb to take to the temple, to have the priest slaughter it, so they can go home to the little place they've rented for the week and have the Passover supper with their families. Roads are full of pilgrims. Last couple of weeks before Passover. And business is good. All right? I mean, it's tax business. It's a business, just like your business. It's a little less savory, perhaps. But it's a way of earning a living and feeding your kids. It's a little backwards, this Roman system. You got to bid for the job. Promise them how much you will collect from the district they give you. And of course, whatever you can collect over that, that's what you live on. So you get a good staff. You organize them well. You train them well. And most of the year, you know, they get a little here, a little there. But the last 2 weeks before Passover, good time. Somebody comes up the road. One of my men stops him. About your taxes. I paid my tax at home. Do you happen to have a document on you that can prove that? Well, then I think you need to pay the tax. You could take that lamb. No, I need the lamb. I need the lamb for the Passover. What else you got? They'll generally come up with something. Business is good. So I was out there, walking around, keeping an eye on my guys, making sure everybody was doing it right, doing it efficiently. Good crowds. Then I saw this even larger crowd coming down the road from the river. It's the way they all come. All those folks up in Galilee. They don't want to come through Samaria. They come down along the river, and then here at Jericho, they make the turn, head up the hill towards Jerusalem. But this was a bigger crowd than most of them. So I asked somebody what all the excitement was about down there. They said they thought that was that new prophet, that young Pharisee rabbi from Galilee, Jesus from Nazareth. I heard about him. Said some interesting stuff, at least the way it got reported to me. And some stories even said he was doing some healings. Thought I might want to check him out. Was he like that fellow we had year before last? John the Baptizer? Went down there and checked him out too. Boy, weird. Not the least bit interested. Oh, I went down there and got baptized, you know, but everybody did. Didn't make much of an impression on me. But what about this guy? What's he like? You know, I'm a Jew. Okay, I'm not the best Jew you've ever seen. Right? I'm not strictly Torah observant, to put it mildly. And I work for the Romans. Right? But I'm a Jew. And I've read the Torah. And I've read the histories. And I've read about Elijah and Elisha and Isaiah and Jeremiah. All these prophets. And I wanted to see whether this guy looked like one of them. Or at least looked like what I imagined they would look like. What did he sound like? Well, with the size of that crowd, I knew I was never going to get through. People were not exactly going to do favors for me. I'm not the most popular guy in Jericho. So I decided, see the way he's coming. climb up a tree. I mean, I can't see over the crowd. Okay, I'm a little short. I'm a little overweight. And I'm in a very fancy set of clothes. So it looked a little incongruous, I guess. No way I'm going to shinny up a palm tree like the kids do. I mean, that's just out of the question for a guy of my age and stature. But there was this sycamore tree with a low-hanging branch, and I could pull myself up on it and then up to another one. I mean, I wasn't 30 or 40 feet in the air, but I got up 8 or 10 feet, and I could see over the crowd, and I thought that would be good enough. And sure enough, down the road he came. Interesting. Interesting fellow. Ordinary clothes. Kind of dirt on him that you'd expect from a guy who'd been walking ever since Galilee. Walking stick. Scraggly hair. Beard. Sort of average. But those eyes. I don't know. So I'm just sitting there in the tree watching him. Of course, everybody's watching him. Nobody's watching me. Nobody knows I'm up in the tree, which I'm just as happy about. But then just before he got to the tree, he stopped and looked square up at me. And just stood there, staring at me. Now, of course, everybody in the crowd turned around to see what he was looking at. I took it. Laughing. Screaming, crying. Because some people rolling on the ground, laughter at the incongruous look of a guy in the most expensive suit in Jericho, 8 foot up in a sycamore tree. Other guys, and gals, and kids, just beginning to, shall we say, hurl epithets at their friendly local tax collector. What a good scene. But then he said, Zacchaeus! Wait a minute. How does he know my name? I've never met him. He's never met me. How does he know my name? Zacchaeus, come down! Oh. I think I see where this is going. And I don't like it. Prophet. I read all that stuff. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, denouncing the rich, denouncing the powerful. He wants me down out of this tree so he can make an example out of me. He's going to just sort of cut me up in little slices to turn on his crowd. Playing to your base, I think the politicians call it. Don't like it. What else can I do? So I'm trying to decide whether I should sit here and pretend I don't hear him or come down. And then he says, I have to stay at your house today. Said what? Nobody stays at my house. I mean, my family, the guys that work for me, a Roman official once in a while. None of my neighbors will come into my house. They all say it's unclean. Because I work for the Romans. Because we don't keep kosher. He's going to stay at my house? What does that mean? This guy they say is a prophet calls me by name and tells me he's going to stay at my house? Does that mean that I do have a chance? That maybe I haven't cut myself off completely from my people, from my religion, from my ancestors? Of course, the crowd is not taking this well. There's shouting and screaming going on. Informing him, shall we say, of my character. But I said, wait a minute. This is a chance. this may be my only chance. I may never get another one. So I just stood there and I shouted them down. Listen, I'm going to change. I'm giving up this racket. If I have defrauded anybody out of anything, I'll give it back fourfold. And half, whatever's left over, goes to the poor. I don't know whether that would buy it or not. The crowd was less than pleased. But he looked at me. And he called me a son of Abraham. I've been called a son of a lot of things over these years. But the last time anybody called me a son of Abraham was my grandpapa at my bar mitzvah party. And I can't tell you how many years ago that was. This man called me a son of Abraham. I don't know exactly who he is. I don't know exactly what he's about. I really don't understand where he's going. But I will tell you this much. Wherever he's going, I'm going.